Second half set to begin. Chillicothe will play the basketball goal to the right of your radio dial. They will have the ball to start the action. Original starting five. Jones, Keithley, Clampett, Parkey, and Jones. Clampett and Hannah Jones will have to be careful with three fouls, and they tend to call this game pretty tightly. And they have to show a little more patience and not try and force it through there. Clampett, baseline left. Along the sideline, that's ball knocked out of bounds, and it's Chillicothe's ball again. I thought Hannah may have stepped out of bounds, but they said nope, Chillicothe keeps it. Hannah will have 5 seconds. Keithley shakes her defender, receives the pass near the midcourt stripe. Jones, left wing. Parkey, baseline. Kick out back up top to Keithley. Parkey looks off a tray. Loses control of the basketball. Moyer comes up with the steal. Down court to Renfro. Hannah Jones is right there. Well, what did I just say? Hannah Jones, take a seat. That's number four. Micah Clark, your turn to step up like you did in the first half. Like I said, these officials are calling it close. So Jones is done for this quarter and much of the fourth, I would suspect, unless they really need her for something. Inbounds pass goes up top to Imhoff. Baseline left. Renfro drives the baseline. Parkey there for the defense. A walk you missed. You missed the travel. I don't know if you're aware you can't walk that many times, but what do I know? Renfro took 3 steps. It's a 1-point ball game. Chillicothe with the lead. Just sit there, milk the clock, hold it until they come up and do something. Clampett, right wing. Keithley up top to Clark. Parkey directing traffic. Gets it up top. Nope. Another steal. Another ill-advised pass. Imhoff lays it up and good. Chillicothe got no one to blame but themselves that time. Imhoff gives them a 1-point lead. Back-to-back buckets off back-to-back Chillicothe mistakes. Clampett, right wing. 6:35 left in the third. 25-24. Boonville by a point. Clark, left wing. Cross court, Clampett. Defense hustles back. She didn't have an opportunity. Clark, 3-ball. No, off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. That's going to be a foul on Haley. I saw that. That was a good call. Chillicothe, not a strong start to this second half. This worries me. Jones' second foul, Haley Jones. Clampett with 3. Hannah Jones with 4. Maggie Leatherman with 2. 25-24. Chillicothe has shown nothing yet in this start to the third quarter. Baseline, Moyer. Kick out to Imhoff underneath. And they let Chillicothe hack him from behind this time without a call. Makeup call maybe there. And lost out of bounds. Renfro couldn't hang on to it after a shot was blocked from behind by Haley Jones. And they said cleanly, so we'll take that. 25-24, 1-point lead for Boonville. Keithley goes through 2 defenders, passes over a third to Clark. Cross court, Clampett drives inside. Bounce pass to Hannah Jones across the paint. Kicked out of bounds off Renfro's leg. Coach Smith shouting instructions in and around the crowd, filing in and out around him. Quick hitter, inbounds pass. Count it. Whitney Clampett stole that one from the boys. They've had great success with that. Caught the defense napping. Whitney Clampett gives Chillicothe a 1-point lead. Left wing underneath to Moyer. Moyer shoots around Parkey. What a surprise. A hacking foul on Chillicothe. Of course you're going to call a whistle on Chillicothe. You can't go a minute without calling something on us. I don't know what the school record is for most fouls in a ball game, but we may find it tonight. Second foul on Parkey. And this, of course, was in the act of shooting. Makes it even worse, except for it's Boonville, and they can't hit the broadside of a barn when locked inside at the free throw line. Miss for Moyer. She's 1 of 7. See whether she can turn that around here. 26-25, Chillicothe by 1. Tough night at the line for the Lady Pirates. They've had certainly ample opportunities. Two more misses for Moyer. Parkey with a rebound. Keithley in trouble back court, finally settles it down, crosses the timeline, goes to Clampett, right wing. There's 2 hacks you missed. Up top to Keithley. Keithley, bounce pass over to Clampett, back up top to Keithley, trying to get this zone loosened up. Cross court to Clampett, drives inside. Oh, there's a little call, son of a gun, on the Lady Pirates. That is on Paige Peterson, her second. First team foul. Chillicothe, three fouls, one on Boonville. Lady Hornets inbounded up top to Clark, gives it back in to Clampett, puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound, flips it up top, keeps it alive. Underneath, count it, Clampett. Chillicothe by three once again, 28-25, 4:45 left to play in the third. Cross court to go inside to Edwards. Gets her own rebound, second one no good either. Now Hannah Jones imposes her will inside and comes up with a rebound. That first shot there by Edwards, Jones just stood there, had perfect position and forced an awkward shot, which is why it didn't fall in. Position is so key. Chillicothe, an opportunity to expand on their three-point lead. Keithley fakes a tray, drives inside. Oh, behind the back pass to Haley Jones. Can't get it to fall. Should have just put it up, my friend. Missed opportunity there. Down court, Renfro, baseline right. Up top to Moyer. Low post inside, Peterson. Kick out, Imhoff. Inside to Edwards. Edwards, nice wraparound pass to Peterson. And Peterson's first field goal. 1 point Chillicothe lead. So that was a four-point turnaround there. Chillicothe had an opportunity to make it a five-point game. Instead, it's just one now. 28-27, Lady Hornets, 3:32 left to play in the third. Baseline, Parkey. They got her a little bit quicker from the outside after she burned him for two trays. Nope, didn't get that one to fall. Haley trying for the rebound, couldn't hang on. Parkey, 2 of 5 from outside. Down court in a hurry, throws it out of bounds. Millie Moyer tried to get the ball off in a hurry, threw it over the head of Renfro. Chillicothe leads at 28-27. We're back in 30 seconds. Lady Hornets by a point. Middle of the third, KCHI. 3:14 left in the third. Chillicothe nursing a one-point lead. They have the basketball following a Lady Pirate unforced turnover. Simply threw it too high, too hard, out of bounds. Keithley will slowly bring it across the timeline. Picked up there by Paige Renfro. Keithley, one of the only players for Chillicothe not in foul trouble right now. Right side, Clampett. Keithley thinks about a three ball, wants to do it. Defense steps up, goes back to Clampett, who wasn't ready but does control it. Feed inside to Parkey. Yes! K-Bob in the paint. Knocks it home. She's got 11, and Chillicothe's lead is 3 once again, equals their biggest lead of the game for Chillicothe. Lady Pirates led by 8 early in the second, 1 point. Kick up top, Peterson. Three ball, Peterson off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Edwards knocks the rebound around but can't control it. Here comes Chillicothe. Whitney Clampett, top of the circle. Backs it out, goes left wing to Keithley. Keithley passes off to Micah Clark, three ball. Magic Micah, no, didn't get it to fall this time. Rebound, Lady Pirates. Renfro gives it to Edwards, free throw line. She's double teamed. That opens up number 10, which doesn't get it to fall. Reardon. Chillicothe the rebound. 2 minutes left in the third. Chillicothe still leading by 3. Can't get over the 3-point mark, though. Yet. Clampett. Up top to Keithley. Back over to Clampett, right wing. Looking at Leatherman, can't get it there. Well defended by Edwards. That's a good pushing match for a position in there. Three ball, Keithley. No, off the rim. Rebounded by Renfro. Renfro going to go coast to coast. Keithley with the block out of bounds. You got swatted by 5-1 Carson Keithley again. Keithley with the block out of bounds. Nicely played, Carson Keithley. 30-27, minute 27 left in the third. Chillicothe by 3. Renfro inbounds it. Peterson left wing now to Fimmler. Out to Reardon. A couple of their starters resting. Feed inside. Edwards. players in her face, knocks it home. That's 6-1 frame does her justice that time. 29-30, Chillicothe by a point. Cross the timeline with 1:05 left to play in the third. Carson Keithley down to Micah Clark, left wing. Cross court. Randy Mammon can't save him from going out of bounds. An unforced turnover, Chillicothe. This is where every possession counts. Every possession is important. Checking in for the first time, number 20, Jessica Lunscombe, a 6-foot junior. So she checks in at a little added height. Edwards stays in. Feed inside, Lunscombe. Kick out right wing, thinks about a tray, nothing for that player. Thimmler, check it, Renfro didn't get it to fall. Rebound, stick back doesn't fall for Reardon. Couple of misses there for Boonville. Chillicothe dodges that bullet. Keithley, left wing, has a ball stripped from her. Stolen back by Keithley, but referee spot a whistle. Keithley now with two. Hannah Jones on the bench with four. Clampett has three. Keithley, Parkey, Haley Jones, Maggie Leatherman all with two. That was the fourth team foul this quarter. 17 seconds. Boonville could take the lead heading into the fourth quarter. Circle left for Mueliner. Up top, Renfro for Mueliner. Baseline, the 6-footer, air ball. Misses everything for Lunscombe. Chillicothe the rebound, and Keithley just misses a half-court tray. Chillicothe nursing a 1-point lead. The fourth quarter is next. Hang on to your Easter bonnets, ladies and gents. It'll be a wild one. 30-29, Chillicothe by a point. Back in 60 on KCHI.